It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have local author Nancy Takis. We're going to be discussing the Steamboat Mountain Reading Series. They're going to be bringing in a gentleman named David Lee. He was actually Utah's first poet laureate, very, very well known throughout the state and the country. We're going to talk about him, and he is actually going to be here on April 28th. He'll be at the KT Gallery, that is at 76 South Main in Helper, at 7 p.m. for a reading. And we're going to talk to Nancy about him for just a little bit, maybe get her to read a little bit of his poetry, kind of let you know what you're in for. And then we're going to talk to Nancy because she had a recent book published, and we'll talk about that and kind of where that all came from. Nancy, once again, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Dave, for having me.
So let's dive in and start talking about David Lee. As I said, he was the first poet laureate of the state of Utah.
Yes.
And so kind of give us a little background on him and talk to us about what he kind of does and those kinds of things.
Okay. Well, he's not only very well known in the state of Utah. He actually used to teach at SUU for many years before he moved to Oregon. But he's coming back through Utah to give a tour because this a lot of what he writes about still is Utah. He was nominated for the Pulitzer Prize several years ago. He was one of the 10 poets invited to George and Laura Bush's house at the White House, because he was being considered to be the Poet Laureate of the United States. And that is a huge honor, to be one of 10 poets when there are hundreds and hundreds of poets. And what I love about his work is it's very down to earth. It's funny. It's real. It's very honest. He writes in the voices of other people. He writes in vernacular of Utah, of a Utah person. He lived in Paraguna, so he's known as the pig poet because he wrote a book called The Porcine Canticles, which are all about pig farming. And so those poems are selected in this new book of his, as well as many of his other poems from his other books. So it's a selected that he'll be reading from.
And, you know, you said one thing that may catch everyone's ear when they're listening is, you know, funny poetry. Some people just don't like poetry, but this is he's a funny guy.
He is.
He really is. And, you know, I don't know how well you classify it if you when I think of funny poetry, I always think of cowboy poetry. And
well,
I'm sure he's not really considered that, but he still has some humor in his poetry.
Yes. People who like cowboy poetry would love his poetry.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. You've got a little excerpt from his book. I'm going to have you read it for me so everybody can kind of hear and know what they're getting into when they go see David Lee.
Okay, I hope I don't mess this up because he's talking about he and his friend John driving to the auction in Salina, taking pigs, okay?
Okay.
And this poem is not one of his most hilarious poems, but because some of them are long and we didn't have time to read them, but it's very heartfelt. "Sometimes," says John, "it's so pretty here, I can't stand it. I'm on that hay smoker. It's green alfalfa all in front, and then them red Utah hills behind climb up to the mountains just like they're pasted on blue. But then it's times I'm alone, I listen past it all. I hear Mississippi like a big muscle holding its blood and the slosh on them rotten piles down behind the house at night. I can almost see that moon trying to push up the sky, reflected off the water, and the clouds fall apart like pieces of paint coming off old walls in the bedroom. It's almost the taste of fog floating down the river behind the cold night wind. You know what I mean?" And John drove in silence, thinking me asleep, as I stared out toward the shrouded river 1,000 miles distant, listened to the sliding brown water move over the etched memory of a red and white bobber dancing on the ripples of my mind.
Very descriptive.
Yes.
Extremely descriptive.
Yes.
So that's kind of what you're going to be in for. This guy, and you know, once again, very well known throughout the country, actually. And he's going to be joining us here in Helper. And I'm going to let you kind of, once again, it's April 28th, correct?
Yes.
At the KT Gallery, which is 76 South Main in Helper, 7 p.m. Now, you don't need to make an appointment, don't need to register for this, just show up, correct?
No, it's totally free, and I'll tell you, his readings are like parties. And so if you want to come out and just enjoy and have a good laugh, and also he makes us laugh and cry at the same time.
So that's going on April 28th up in Helper. And, you know, the Steamboat Mountain Reading Series is a great thing. You said it's actually, pardon the pun, but it's actually starting to pick up steam. More people are coming out to it and things like that.
Yeah.
But the important thing about it is you've got to talk about your sponsors, because this just doesn't happen on its own, does it?
No, it doesn't. I've been the Poet Laureate of Helper for the past 2 years, and the mayor, Lenice Peterman, has asked me to arrange some things, workshops and reading series and so forth. And people up north, as well as people down here, have funded our reading, the Helper Project. Ann Jesperson, who is head of the board there, has totally, enjoyed giving us the funding to support these readings, because part of their mission is to enrich Helper with different kinds of events. And so I want to thank her, and also KT Gallery for giving us the venue space, as well as the Helper Arts Group, which is the building that it happens in. PZ Printers has printed all of our posters for free. Very kind of them. And also we have a new sponsor, R&R organization from Logan area.
So once again, these things don't happen by accident, and you need all those sponsors to chip in and help out. So once again, that's a great event that's going on April 28th up there in Helper at the KT Gallery at 7 p.m.
Yeah, it's a Thursday night.
And now we're going to talk about you. Some people are really uncomfortable talking about themselves. We're going to talk about Nancy for just a moment. You have a new book out right now, and it's called Dearest Water. And I really want to get in and ask you, really, what was the inspiration for this book?
Well, I think poems happen singly, and so I wasn't sure of the inspiration as a book. But I write a lot about this area. I've written poems about how dear water is to us. I mean, that's a concern for all of us. So there's a long poem in there called Drought, placed in Wellington. And memories that relate back to water in my childhood, and even watercolor painting. And so I think when I collected the book, I realized there were a lot of poems that mentioned water in its different forms. Some of them are more serious because we're in a terrible drought in the West. Some of them are funny. And some of them are about, I would say, since, well, of course, I'm a woman, so women's lives, what women are concerned about, and also animals. The extinction of animals has kind of played into it as well. So there are a lot of different themes in the book.
All right. So if anybody is interested in this book, where can they get it right now?
You can buy my book at King's English or Sam Weller's up in Salt Lake. I know they have it in stock. And I like to support local bookstores, of course. Ken Sanders is another one who would probably has copies up in Salt Lake. And it is sold elsewhere on the web. So.
All right. So once again, it is called Dearest Water from Nancy Takis. It's available now. And remember, April 28th, a poetry reading by David Lee at the KT Gallery up in Helper at 7 p.m. Thursday night. Get out, have some fun. And she said it's going to be a party. It always is. So, Nancy, once again, thank you so much for coming in and bringing this to our attention. And we just hope that everybody gets out there and enjoys this one.
Thank you. You're a supporter, too. Thank you so much.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.